The Haynes Brewing Company has started pouring its Dalton Trail Pale Ale and Lookout Stout at a new, much larger location. The brewery opened the doors last week at its new Main Street facility. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
Well, this is the tap room, and you're standing next to our row of tap lines of 12 taps right through the wall from our walk-in cooler.
Paul Wheeler is co-owner of the brewery, and to celebrate the occasion, he brewed up a special drink. It's number one on tap.
Oh, well, we have the brand new ale, the expansion ale. It's New Hoppenin's on Main Street, and it's basically a strong red ale with a little aggressive hop character to it, so it's real fun to have that.
Wheeler and co-owner Jeannie Kitayama started the brewery in 1999.
Well, I drew up a five-year business plan at the very beginning. That 5 years was supposedly the expansion. I was supposed to move out of Dalton City within that 5 years. Well, that's 11 years ago.
Wheeler says the Dalton City spot was a great place to start. But,
well, if you've been there, you know, it's just the cramped quarters. It just always has been.
The original location's tasting room had a 12-person capacity. The new one allows for 49 people, not including the beer garden the brewery is still working to construct. The production area is also about 4 or 5 times bigger.
Oh, it's just going to give us a little more breathing room. In the summertime, we are at our maximum production in the old facility, and we can't make any more. This new facility will allow us to sell outside of Haynes all year round.
Right now, the brewery produces about 375 barrels of beer a year. Wheeler says the added space, along with some new equipment they plan to purchase, will allow them to double their production. Although he doesn't see them growing that much right away.
Well, our philosophy is staying the local brewery. We built this brewery back in 99 as the Haynes Brewing Company, which is local. And the beautiful thing of traveling is finding little jewels that you can't get at home.
So how does it feel to leave the building where everything started? The Dalton City Brewery is even on the company's logo.
Oh yeah, it's totally bittersweet. It's been fun out at Dalton City. It's been just a very comfortable atmosphere.
Kitayama says she was ready for the new facility.
Definitely. Yeah. It was a small space, and it's definitely nice to be in a brand new place.
She says she was a little worried about the move.
Well, I'm finally excited about it, because all the way up to this point was more of a worry, but today is fun. Today is exciting.
It's just perfect for Haynes.
Artie Miller is a Haynes resident and self-professed beer nerd. She and her husband, Rob, are drinking the expansion ale to celebrate.
How's it taste?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a good sort of medium-strong ale. It's got a nice bitter finish, but not too puckery, and a really nice malt balance. It's just a wonderful beer.
The Millers say they're glad the brewery will be able to make more of the product they love, and they might be stopping by more often.
For everyone, it's just going to be more convenient, because no matter where you live around here, you always have to come into town to do your grocery shopping, get your mail, and they're right here.
Cheers to that. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.